As of July 2nd, there may be work stoppages at Canada Post, so delays in your postal service may occur. To avoid OFAH membership and its benefits from lapsing, please reach out to us at 705-748-6324 or ofah.org. When I was a kid, I remember my uncle's old pal hip-roof tackle box. It was the top of the line with cork-lined compartments, wooden walleye minnows, Dominion spoons and spinners. It was just full of cool stuff. I wanted to have a tackle box like that someday. If you've been lost in the woods or on the water, you can appreciate the dangers that lurk in our outdoors. Being prepared can save your life, but in some cases, preparation can't help you. A serious injury to yourself or someone else is really tough to deal with in remote areas. Nothing beats a walleye shore lunch or smoked lake trout. Eating fish is good for you. That's why you should go fishing. Like anything else, though, too much of a good thing can be bad for you.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
Dustin Rhodes from Lucky Strike Baitworks in Peterborough, Ontario, drops by to talk about lure manufacturing past, present, and future. I chat with Wesley Robb from Global Star Canada about safety in the outdoors and how modern technology is saving lives, fish consumption, and contamination, as presented by Dr. Satyendra Bhavsar from the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change. The Yozuri Outdoor Quiz, MNRF News, and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems.
the Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
Welcome to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. With the onslaught of the Great Depression in 1929, Frank Rusty Edgar spent countless hours in his Peterborough garage, where he crafted wooden plug baits from old broom handles. The local broom factory would cull non-conforming handles that he promptly crafted into deep-diving fishing plugs that he sold for a dollar apiece. Lucky Strike Baitworks Limited has since successfully serviced fishing enthusiasts' needs for over 80 years.
Okay, joining us right now is General Manager at Lucky Strike Baitworks, Dustin Rhodes. How are you doing, Dustin?
Good, Randy. How are you?
Good, good. So, Rusty Edgar, back in 1929, started this whole thing with the little scamp minnow. So there's quite a history to fishing lures. Tell us a little bit about Lucky Strike Baitworks and your history and Peterborough and how that's important to what you do today.
Well, I guess it's always good not to forget your history, but we did start with that old wooden plug, the little scamp minnow, and it's interesting. If you were to see here today, we have some of the same equipment turning the same style of plugs. Now, of course, they've lost some popularity over the years. We don't sell as many of them, so we've even been searching for ideas as to how to improve that wooden plug and how to change it, and really we've ultimately decided to leave it alone.
Yeah.
It's mostly bought now, I think, by collectors, but still a very effective bait for muskie, and now some people are even using it for bass, but
yeah.
It's evolved not that much over the years. The paint color is still the same, and they're very difficult baits to make, but we've kind of paid homage to it starting the business, so we've just continued to, pardon the pun, keep plugging away with it, and turning it on the same lathe and the same style. So not many wooden plugs out there anymore.
No, there isn't. And, you know, the thing about fishing is, and I guess everybody figures, you know, if you were to invent some lure that would just catch fish like crazy, you'd make millions and that sort of thing. But when you look at some of the lure collections here at the Heritage Center, and then you look at some of the, some of the newer lures out on the market, there's not a lot of difference other than, you know, hand painting versus maybe like a machine painting. But like you say, a lot of those basic concepts still exist.
It's difficult to eliminate any lure, let's say. We seem to just gain more and more each year in our listing, faced with the hard decision of what lure do you stop producing. I always feel that as soon as you make that decision, the phone starts ringing and people looking for that individual lure that you just decided wasn't popular anymore. So it's always hard to stop with the old classics. I mean, I don't think you'll ever see a day that the red and white spoon isn't being produced and one of the top sellers, to be honest.
Yeah, that was huge. And you know what? We're still throwing spoons and crankbaits today, spoons for salmon and crankbaits for bass and that sort of thing. But there really is some science to it, too. And I'm sure that the demand or the appetite for new developments are, you know, it's obviously gaining in momentum. How are you dealing with that? Obviously, you've got like a research and development department. Do you have a bunch of guys just going fishing for you, or how does that work?
Yeah. One of the better jobs and a great side to this industry is the fun you get to have in looking for that new edge and putting some science into why fish will strike certain lures too. So we've tried to adopt some more pro staff over the last 2 years. I'd say we've really reached out across Canada to get some good lure testers, some good quality anglers, and really listen to what they have to say about what's whether it's the Winnipeg area for the catfish that I don't really get the opportunity to fish for, really see what they are using. It nets as well as lures. So we've reached out to them because I wish I had more time to get out there and fish all these areas, but we can't here. So we got to rely on the people in the field to tell us what's going on. But yeah, definitely the most exciting part of this whole job is looking for those new next type products.
Yeah, and you know, all of us have our own, not only secret bait that we use, but we've all got these techniques that we use that we can, you know, that we develop in that, and tapping into those anglers across the country, because after all, we've got such a diverse, I mean, we've got more different fish in this country. It's incredible. It must be a mind-boggling task at times.
Yeah, it is. If you take it, you could get bogged down, I guess, in all of the different species, and you just take one lure at a time and look for the next sort of trend and what's hot out there. Try and think of that next color before. It's fun to kind of get people to try something new, and it doesn't always work, but the ones that do, you start to push behind them and then see it grow. It's definitely an interesting side of the business.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, I just interviewed Big Jim McLaughlin, and we were talking about swim baits. And I know you still manufacture these old wooden plugs, but you also have these on the market now called Live Series Swim Baits. And for the listeners, they're like a crankbait, but they're plastic, and they're a softer plastic, and they have, I don't know if this is a correct term, but they almost, it looks like a photograph of a sunfish or a perch. I don't know if we call it a photo print or whatever, but they look very, very realistic. And last year, last summer, I started casting one of these Live Series perches around, and I was catching huge smallmouth bass, literally one after the other on this thing. It literally looks like a perch in the water. How did you come across this idea? I mean, seriously.
This is a funny one. It kind of goes back to that old wooden plug discussion we were having. It was actually my father and I sitting here at the desk thinking, what do we do with these wooden plugs? We thought, do we add a rubber tail to? I've seen some out there that are half wood, half rubber. The whole thing evolved, and then we were at one of the bigger fishing shows. We came up with this idea to try a couple more sections joining it, and then it was a trend of really realistic baits. Was a trend that year to come out with a pattern that really mimicked the fish. So it's night and day difference between an old wooden plug and one of these new Live Series swim baits, but that's honestly how we came about the idea is making little adjustments to that wooden plug, adding more sections and different colors until all of a sudden we said, we can't do anything with the old wooden plug. This is a completely different beast.
More from Dustin Rhodes and an Ontario manufacturing success story when we return after these important messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally hunt in or around a waste disposal site for bears in Ontario? We'll have the answer when we return after these important messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge. Pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes?
These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you legally hunt in or around a waste disposal site for bears in Ontario? It is illegal to hunt for a bear within 400 meters of a waste disposal site, regardless of whether the land is crown or private.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. Lucky Strike Baitworks has evolved as one of North America's oldest and largest tackle and landing net manufacturer. A love of fishing, an ability to fashion wooden fishing lures, and a consuming drive to succeed were the three factors that launched a pre-depression hobby into a booming business.
This live series lure is a whole other category, and that's how it evolved, though. Is we were trying to adjust the old wooden plug to give it new life. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say we've kind of decided to make that decision to leave the wooden plug alone and start on this venture of the live series. And I get what you're saying with the bass in this area. I was out with some friends, too, in our early stages of development with these lures and ended up catching the biggest fish of the day in our group on Chemung with one of these live series, and they were all blown away by it. So
yeah,
it was very exciting to get behind that product, and it was so new for Lucky Strike that, you know, it wasn't a spoon, it wasn't an old wooden plug, it was something new.
Yeah, it's kind of like a hybrid, but it's evolved. And just for the listeners, you know, when you do go and look at these, I mean, it looks like a plastic perch or a plastic, you know, whatever, but it's got these kind of ribs, and they're obviously put, these ribs or grooves are put in this bait so that when you crank the lure in, it actually swims like a, you know, a perch or a sunfish. But if you just twitch your rod tip lightly, it'll also dart off to the side. And I don't think, other than a real perch or sunfish, you won't get any closer than this.
No. And it's funny, as you say that, we were filming, trying to get some footage of how these swim because they're so realistic. It's as lifelike as you could possibly get in a bait with no lip on it. It's got a little bit of a weight in the head, so it really swims like an actual sunfish around the lake. And what I found as we had the underwater cameras going is fish were schooling up with it, swimming alongside it, and not striking it. So thinking, okay, well, what if
cool.
It was different. Like when you go back to play the footage of it swimming along, you see all these other fish just school up and swim along with it. So like you say, you give your rod a little twitch and it darts to the side, and that's when the strikes were happening.
Yeah.
So lots of fun with this lure. I mean, it was, I've been out with Mike Miller, and he's shown me some other techniques to it. Just with it being a lipless bait with a weighted head, he had this bait working all over Lake Simcoe, and there's so many different techniques you could do with it now. It's nice to see it in action.
And that's where that extra element comes in, where you get a pro angler like Mike Miller who can, you know, kind of take it to the next level. And every time throughout, and, you know, I'm 55 years old now, and throughout my life, you know, going back to the old wooden plugs in my uncle's tackle box, which were just something that I wanted to have and I wanted to own, I wanted to use up till now with the, you know, we had plastic worms and tube jigs and all these things that have evolved over time. And now the live series. What's next? I mean, have we reached kind of the plateau, or is there something coming down the pipes that you can tell our listeners about? Or,
well, this year, yeah, there are some new stuff in the works, some new products for sure. We're trying to make a bigger push to come out with some new stuff and stay innovative. Now, it's really difficult in topping that Yellow Perch live series. What do you do? Like, I'm not going to touch that this year. That's just too good of a lure.
Yeah.
I don't know where you take that one. I think we need to add to that lineup, though. We've got the bass side of it down with the colors that are it's available in for the live series. So maybe making some other shapes and sizes to go after more of other fisheries. But I'm more focused on the nets this year because we've got this live series that we're plugging away with. And
yeah, and that's something we didn't even talk about is nets. And I mean the old aluminum nets with the blue
poly bag.
Yeah, and you'd net a fish and spend the next half hour trying to get your hooks out of it.
Yeah, so we've gone rubber coated now. We've got the solid rubber net that people seem to love. It's a balance between are you okay fishing with the weight of a rubber bag? There's nothing that's more tangle free and safe on the fish. But if you want a little lighter, then there's the basket nets that have the rubber coating. So what's next after that? The only thing I feel we're missing is maybe, let's say, the Cadillac of nets, like a giant musky net.
Yeah.
So that's on the horizon, I think, for this year for us is to get that the best net possible, the biggest, heaviest duty mesh. So that's a fun project to work on. That's going to be applicable for the big giant lake trout up in Yellowknife right across to the salmon here in Ontario. So. That's a fun one, and the muskie. I've had people ask me for bigger nets. There seems to be a trend for these.
Yeah.
I don't want to say too big or oversized, but I struggle to think of how anyone was catching fish big enough to go in a net that's bigger than when we already make.
I know when I used to fish a lot off the piers down in, Bowmanville and Port Hope and that, mm-hmm. and when the Chinook salmon come in September, August and September, late August and September on the piers, these things are huge.
They're
like 30 pounds, and you need a long handle, and you need a deep net. Otherwise, you're not even going to get this thing because they're just so, you know, a 30-pound fish, obviously. So maybe some of that's coming from there, and maybe some of it's just coming from us all dreaming of catching something that big.
Well, that's true, too. But, no, I've witnessed it firsthand, the strength of these fish and some of the musky as well. I mean, they're just – it's hard to make a net that can stand up to some of these, so – we can always improve on some of the strength and build in components that stand up to the bigger fish. Now, a big part of it is dreaming that you're going to catch that big giant fish that tears the hole in your net.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
but it is for sure something that needs to be addressed here is how large and strong these salmon are. We came out with an 11-foot telescopic handle for pure fishermen.
Okay.
That was something big last year we came out with was a telescopic version of the strong fiberglass handle. It was always something we struggled with to figure out component-wise how we can make a net telescopic, the net handle portion,
right.
But also strong and durable.
Yeah.
So
something that's not going to bend.
Thing can bend like crazy before it breaks. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So the pure fishermen have been liking that the last year. I really like to focus on getting the experts in the field and fishing with them and seeing what smaller changes we can make. And sometimes, every now and then, something huge does pop up, like this live series jointed swim bait. But a lot of the times, it's just small incremental changes to improve the product you already have.
Exactly, exactly.
It's really hard to revolutionize the fishing industry, I think.
It is, I think, and that's what keeps us going, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for giving our listeners a little bit of insight into the background on your company and, you know, what's in store for the future and what we have right now. It looks like things are good in the fishing manufacturing business.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it's a good spot to be in.
High tech, low-cost ways to keep you safe in the woods this upcoming season when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Mike Miller here from Angler and Hunter Television. Aquatic invasive species and fish-killing diseases like VHS threaten the health of Lake Simcoe. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into Lake Simcoe and other water bodies in Ontario. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program as part of the Operation Boat Clean campaign.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, 6 ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, thousands of people get lost in the woods each year. Some do not return home to tell their tale. As anglers and hunters, we know we need to be prepared when we are in the great outdoors, but it is impossible to prepare for the unexpected.
Joining me today, Wesley Robb, Regional Sales Manager with Global Star Canada. Wesley, welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio.
Well, Randy, thank you for having me.
You know, one thing we do talk about at the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters is how our members come from all walks of life and all different professions. And I just like to let the listeners know that Wesley is a hunter. And are you a member of the OFAH?
I certainly am.
Of course you are. All hunters are, aren't they?
They are.
So we're talking specifically today about some perils that we face as hunters and anglers, of course. Getting lost in the woods, getting injured. These things happen. They happen all the time, not just with hunters and anglers, but specifically that's what we're talking about today. And Global Star has some solutions. What can you tell us about those?
Well, we have a number of solutions, actually, Randy, that depending on the user type or the type of activity that's happening, that provide different features and benefits to them. So one of the ones I like to focus on is the Spot Generation 3 satellite messenger. And the reason for that is it's a really lightweight, easy to use tool that helps keep hunters and fishermen safe when they are in the bush. I use one myself. I'm very often in areas, whether it be moose hunting, deer hunting, fishing, doing some fly-in stuff, where I'm in areas where there's either no cellular coverage or no terrestrial type of landline service, or it's very unreliable. So I use the Spot Messenger as a way to keep myself safe and also let family members and people back at home, my wife and such, know where I am and that I'm okay when I'm in the bush.
Okay, so is this similar to like a cell phone, or it's not cellular? Of course, you have your own satellites, but is it in terms of the device itself? What does it look like?
Well, it's a small device. It's probably a little bit roughly the size of a cell phone, but as you mentioned, it's based on satellite technology, and it's a beacon type device, bright orange device, has a couple of buttons on it, and what you can do with it, it has an SOS button on there that you can press and hold that button, and what it actually does is it sends an emergency message with your location off to an organization who's responsible for intercepting that message and getting a hold of first responders or police or whoever it might be to get you safe. We've actually done worldwide over 4,000 rescues that have been initiated using that SOS button on the device. So it sends a text message, again, with the coordinates so that you can then have someone intercept that message and know where you are and that, if there is trouble.
Wow. And you know what? If you're in a remote place, obviously a cell phone's not going to work. GPS isn't going to do you much good if you're injured. If you're lost, sometimes they don't work. And I know even as close as my own property, my GPS just doesn't work all the time. Sometimes I can't get enough of those. It doesn't lock in enough. So
yeah.
Is that kind of, and with Spot, we won't get that.
Well, that's exactly it. Because it is a satellite-based technology, you don't need to have cell signals. And I know even with myself, we're in areas sometimes, we're only a couple of miles off of the major highways and we don't have cell service. So, I want to have something that I can count on that will work no matter where I go.
Exactly. So besides this, can our listeners get something that's more like a phone, like something that they could actually use like a phone that would go through this Spot satellite network?
Well, yeah, we do also have the Spot Global phone, and I use that as well. You know, we take some of our moose hunting trips. We're up for a good week into areas in far north, far way up into some of the far reaches of Ontario. And while we're up there, there's absolutely no phone service whatsoever. There's no telephones. There's no cell networks whatsoever. We use it. We have one that we share amongst our hunt group to keep in touch with family back at home. So we can let them know what's going on, check in, speak to our kids, just stay in touch. Because we are gone for a pretty long period of time, and we like to have that connectivity. And should anything arise at home and people need to get a hold of us, they're just a telephone call away.
More from Wesley Robb and Global Star when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original,
and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with Wesley Robb from Global Star.
A friend of mine, not that long ago, he purchased a brand new boat, beautiful Lund fishing boat. And, you know, these are quite the machines, very expensive. And he took it home and, got everything all kind of sorted out and left it in his driveway and went to work. And when he came back from work, the boat was gone. Didn't even get a chance to put it in the water. Somebody stole it. This satellite technology that Spot has, and there again, I might remind the listeners that this is exclusive. Spot owns these satellites. This isn't something they're renting or borrowing from somebody. This is their network. You have something called Spot Trace.
We do, yes. We've got the full portfolio of services that we can offer. So depending, again, on the needs, the Spot Trace itself is that theft alert tracking device. And as you mentioned, you can stick it on a boat. We've got friends of ours that have one. They have a camp, and they keep the quad up at the camp, and that's great when they're up there on the weekend. But five of the days of the week, they're back at home, and it's stuck in a shed or in a garage up there. And this device will actually send an alert when the asset, will say either the boat or the quad, whatever it might be, moves. So if someone takes it out of the shed and takes it off with it, it'll alert and send a message to you, to however you're set up. It'll send that message by text, message, or email. So, you'll get a message telling you that your toy has moved, and being that you're not the person on it, that certainly can be an issue. And then you can go and actually track that unit and see where it's moving to. So, it's a quick phone call to police to let them know that something's been taken off your property, and you can even tell them where to go to retrieve it.
Wow, amazing. So some really amazing technology here with obviously the Gen 3 satellite messenger, the global phone, and the Spot Trace. Now, with that being said, is this something that's going to cost our listeners a lot of money, or comparatively speaking, what are we looking at?
No, well, all three devices are very affordable. Again, we've got a solution that really meets the needs of what you want to do. If you want to make a phone call, then you've got the global phone. If you're looking for just, having that safety peace of mind tool, we've got the Gen 3, and then there's the Trace of that theft alert device. And all of those devices are very affordable. I've been using the equipment since much longer than I've been working for Globalstar. So it's something that when you price that into the cost of your gear, we know that the cost of a rifle or some of this gear is quite costly already. It's very affordable and easy to use.
Yeah. So and I mean, how can you put a price on your life?
Exactly. That's the most people that speak to me, and I do a lot of shows, and I'm great. Actually, I get to make a little bit of business and pleasure and attend all the sportsman shows, and the folks that I run into, ones that have had to use it, can there's no words to describe how happy they were. They had those tools with them when they needed them most.
Yeah, exactly. So, how can our listeners find out more? Where can they go to find out more on this great technology?
Oh, they can go to our website, which is findamespot.com.
Great. Okay. Well, that is excellent, and it was great talking to you, Wesley. Hope you have some success with your turkey hunting, and are you going to go bear hunting as well?
I would love to get the chance, but again, it's a time. I have to pick which hunts are a priority this year, and I think we're going to do moose and deer and turkey. Those are the big ones for this year.
Moose, turkey, and deer. That sounds like a lot of fun to me, too, and good luck with that, and don't forget to bring your spot with you.
I'll always be with me.
Okay, Wes, have a good day.
Thanks, Randy. Take care.
Check before you eat when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge. Pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles? Help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Matsuo America, the brand of fishing tackle that provides tournament quality gear at a great value, has launched a groundbreaking new series of rod and reel combos called the Red Series. These great new combos feature IM6 graphite rods, Fuji guides, six ball bearing reels with anti-reverse, and cork split grip handles. It's a set of features you'd expect to see on a combo at twice the price. The Matsuo Red Series is available now only at Canadian Tire. Check it out today and upgrade your gear for this fishing season without breaking the bank.
Welcome back to the voice of Anglers and Hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. Dr. Satyendra Bhavsar is a research scientist with the Fish Monitoring Program of the Ministry of Environment and Climate Change. He represents the ministry at various provincial, national, and international committees on contaminants. One of Dr. Bhavsar's focuses is on the exposure to humans through fish consumption. Recorded at the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters Annual General Meeting and Conference in March of 2016.
We have conducted surveys of anglers, and this is what we have found. So about 70% of the anglers in Ontario, they catch what, you know, they eat what they catch. And what we have seen is there is a minimal gender difference. And what does that mean? That about 70% of both male and female anglers or people who would like to eat, they would eat, which is fantastic. And also, there was no major age difference, so almost all age classes of anglers, they like to eat. And that's very good. Why? I'll come to that in a minute. We did find some geographic differences in consumption of fish, though. So about 82% of the anglers in northern Ontario, they like to eat what they catch, compared to Greater Toronto Area, where the, you know, the proportion is a little lower, like around 57%. So now the next question would be, okay, what people like to eat if they are eating this fish, right? So overall, if you look at the Ontario-wide, generally speaking, walleye, pike, bass, and yellow perch are topping the list. And I'm sure all of you would more or less agree with that list because those could be your favorite fish as well. If you look at Greater Toronto Area, because that's where we are right now, so it could be of your interest, generally bass, walleye, and yellow perch tops the list. And for other locations, so mainly the inland locations or far north locations and so on, walleye and pike are most popular species for consumption. So now the question becomes, is it good to eat this fish? So there are various benefits of eating fish because fish is a very good source of lean, high-quality protein, minerals, vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, phosphorus, and so on. So because of this particular source of various things, fish can provide you various health benefits like brain development due to, you know, specifically omega-3 fats, but also a better heart because it makes your heart stronger. So you have lower risk of heart attacks and strokes. And also it reduces age-related deterioration. And so, for example, you can get benefit from preventing Alzheimer's disease. So there have been studies conducted on eating benefits of eating fish. And clearly, you know, it's a healthy part of our diet. So various health agencies are recommending that you should eat fish at least twice a week. But at the same time, they also highlight a potential downside of eating fish, and that is because fish can contain some contaminants in their body. So what they would say, well, yes, eat fish, but be careful because there could be contaminants and there could be risks to your health due to the presence of these contaminants. Now, what kind of contaminants we can find in fish? So first thing I would like to highlight is that the contaminants we find in fish are not always derived from man activities. They could be naturally present and or enhanced by human activities. So to give you an example of mercury, mercury is a naturally occurring element in our environment. It could be present even at remote locations, just naturally. Now, its presence in our surrounding environment could be enhanced by even natural events. So something like volcanoes or forest fires, they can remobilize mercury and enhance their presence in the environment. Similarly, human activities can also enhance their presence. So, you know, we burn coal for electricity generation that can enhance mercury levels in the environment. Other chemicals, organic chemicals like PCBs that, you know, we develop for the benefits of the society, they could end up in fish as well. So the contaminants we find in the environment are not necessarily only from human activities. They could be naturally present. The second part is contaminants can be found at much higher levels in fish than in the surrounding part. So, for example, if you look at the mercury in water, it could be pretty low. It could be absolutely safe to drink that water, swim in that water, but it could be high in fish. Because what happens is that mercury gets in fish body through bioaccumulation, and then it enhances through the food web effect called biomagnification. So mercury in fish could be million times greater than what you can find in the surrounding water. Another thing I would like to notice here is because of certain reasons that I already mentioned, contaminant levels would vary by location and type and size of fish. So different locations, depending on the history, whether it's a natural geology over there or whether it's closer to human activities or particular source, whatever, the location can have a dramatic impact on fish contaminant levels. And similarly, type and size of fish. So why type? Because depending on where this particular fish sits in the food web structure, it can have higher or lower contaminants. And there is no real rule of thumb in terms of higher trophic level always have all contaminants at higher levels and so on. It's not like that. It also depends on the type of contaminant. So for example, mercury can be very high in top predatory fish like walleye and pike, but it would generally be lower in PCBs because PCBs are organic chemicals. They bind to fatty tissues, and because pike and walleye, as you know, are lean fish, they may not accumulate as much of PCBs, but bottom feeders could probably accumulate more PCBs in their body. So, and also size of the fish, because many contaminants get accumulated in fish body over time. So, larger the fish, older fish, they would have generally higher levels of contaminants because they would accumulate them over time and build in their body. So, these three things are very important. Location and type and size of fish in deciding how much contaminants we can find in fish. Now, why we need to worry about fish consumption then? So depending on, again, contaminant, there could be variety of exposure routes for humans. You know, some contaminants we could get exposure through air. Some could be through water. Fish consumption can be major exposure route for certain chemicals. So mercury, for example, you know, our major exposure route is fish consumption. Exposure through water or air is not that dominant pathway. And that's why sometimes we have to be careful when we are eating fish. Okay, so with this background, let me give you a little bit of information about fish contaminant monitoring in Ontario. So it all started during late 1960s. Due to certain concerns about, you know, mercury in fish and it could be harmful to human health. And then in 1976, a fish contaminant monitoring program was established by Government of Ontario to coordinate all the fish contaminant monitoring and advise people on consuming fish. And also that information helped us in tracking the levels of contaminants. So since then, so since 1977, this book called Guide to Eating Ontario Fish is published. It was published annually between 1977 and 1992, and since then it has been published on every other year basis. So it's a biennial publication, and I don't know if you have seen this book before, but it gets distributed through a variety of retail outlets like Canadian Tire, Walmart, bait and tackle shops, government offices, health units, Ontario parks. So you should be able to find a copy if you're interested. This information is also available online in a very interactive, user-friendly manner. And we have monitored over 2,300 locations across the province. Another point to note is urban fish are not necessarily more contaminated. As I mentioned earlier, contaminants could be naturally present. And most of our northern Ontario is on Canadian Shield. And just the way the geology and the contaminant dynamics work here, many lakes have naturally higher levels of mercury. So even if you go in the middle of nowhere, flying location, and you think that, hey, look, water is clear, I can see the bottom, but fish could still be contaminated. The contaminants that we are talking about are not visible to naked eye. Okay, so just by looking at the water or even fish, hey, look, fish looks very healthy. That doesn't mean that it would be, you know, low in contaminants. So it's always good to check the advisories. And as I mentioned earlier, it depends on location, type, and size of fish. So those are important things to remember. If we keep eating fish that are more contaminated, and if we keep eating them on a regular basis, especially over a long term, it can, you know, adversely impact our health. So, for example, mercury can lower our IQ, right? Some of the organic chemicals, they can impact our immune system, our nervous system, our reproductive system, or even can cause cancer. It's easy to argue that you don't get sick, but there could be health impacts occurring if you eat contaminated fish. Some generic tips that I would like to provide is, first of all, as I mentioned, larger fish, older fish, they would have typically higher levels of contaminants. So choose smaller fish to eat. If you are eating, let's say, walleye, choose smaller walleye. Prefer fillet of fish rather than eating organs and so on, because they can have higher contaminant levels. Try to remove skin and belly fat and so on, because some organic chemicals, they bind to fatty tissues. So this is especially true for Great Lakes fatty fish. So try to remove the fatty parts, and that way you can reduce exposure to contaminants. And if possible, cook on rack or grill. What it does, it lets the fat drip away, and it takes some contaminants with it. So cooking on rack or grill, you can reduce some organic chemicals by 40 to 60%. Unfortunately, it doesn't really help a whole lot in removing mercury from fish, because mercury is tightly bound to protein in fillet. But again, you know, at least by cooking, you can try to remove other chemicals that could be. So those are generic tips. The bottom line here, eat fish. As I highlighted, it is very healthy. There are numerous benefits of eating fish. And as we know, as you know, just going out and catching wild fish, you know, it has numerous benefits, even if you are not eating. But the additional benefit is fish is in your hand, right? It's a free food, and it's very beneficial. So eat fish. Just be careful on what you choose to eat. Just be wise on choosing what you want to eat.
For more information, go to www.ontario.ca/environment-and-energy/eating. Now for the MNRF news. The moose calf that was seized from a couple who had been taking care of her on Goose Lake will not be released back into the wild as previously planned. According to the Ministry of Natural Resources, the month-old moose will not be sent to the wild at Hart Wildlife Refuge Center, located in Lively near Sudbury. The reason is the moose calf is unlikely ever to adapt enough to survive in the wild. With reintroducing her into the wild no longer an option, the ministry has decided it will be kept at the Cedar Meadows Resort in Timmins, which is a licensed zoo facility. In the opinion of MNRF, the best option for the long-term survival of the calf was to keep it at Cedar Meadows.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web or at wrvo.com. As of July 2nd, there may be work stoppages at Canada Post, so delays in your postal service may occur. To avoid OFAH membership and its benefits from lapsing, please reach out to us at 705-748-6324 or ofah.org.